This is VOA News. I'm Tommy.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris bluntly called out Israel on Sunday for not doing enough to ease a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. As the Biden administration faces increasing pressure, Iran and its close ally while it wages war against Hamas militants.
Reuters Gabe Singer. Reuters Gabe Singer reports.
People in Gaza are starving. The conditions are inhumane, and our common humanity compels us to act, and the Israeli government must do more to significantly increase the flow of aid. No excuses.
Speaking in Alabama, Harris said Israel must open new border crossings and not impose, quote, unnecessary restrictions on aid delivery. She also called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and urged Hamas to accept a deal to release hostages in return for a pause in fighting.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports Israeli cabinet official Benny Gantz plans to meet with Vice President Harris and other top U.S. officials.
An Israeli official says Gantz wants to strengthen ties with the U.S., bolster support for Israel's war, and push for the release of Israeli hostages. The meetings come days after dozens of Palestinians were killed as they tried to get food from an Israel-organized convoy. The U.S. began a series of airdrops of aid into Gaza on Saturday.
AP's Donna Warder reporting. Police say a group of men in masks opened fire at an outdoor party in Central California, killing four people and injuring three others. The King City Police Department says officers responded to a reported shooting around 6 p.m. Sunday and found three men with gunshot wounds who were pronounced dead in front of a yard. Four other people sustained gunshot wounds, including a woman who died after being transported to a hospital. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on efforts to address violence in Haiti.
The Haiti government has declared an emergency and a nighttime curfew in a bid to regain control of the streets after an explosion of violence over the weekend in which armed gang members stormed the country's two biggest prisons. The 72-hour state of emergency went into immediate effect on Sunday night, as Haiti's leaders say it would set out to find the killers, kidnappers and other violent criminals it says escaped. At least nine people have been killed since Thursday as gangs step up coordinated attacks in the capital. The violence is taking place as Prime Minister Ariel Henry is abroad trying to salvage support for a UN-backed security force for Haiti. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea and United States have begun large military exercises to bolster their readiness against North Korean nuclear threats. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The joint exercises that started Monday will last 11 days. They involve computer-simulated command post training called the Freedom Shield Exercise and separate field training. South Korea's military said last week the 48 field exercises would involve live firing, bombing, air assault, and missile interception drills. North Korea has staged provocative weapons tests in the past in reaction to the annual U.S.-South Korean exercises. It regards the major military drills as a rehearsal for invasion. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
The Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of leaking highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other national security secrets is expected to plead guilty. 22-year-old Jack Teixeira is due to appear in Boston's federal court Monday for a change of plea nearly a year after he was arrested in the case stemming from the most consequential national security leak in years. Teixeira had previously pleaded not guilty to six counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. Each count is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Neither prosecutors nor defense attorneys have provided further details about Teixeira's plea agreement. The foreign minister of the Philippines is urging regional neighbors to stand together more strongly in upholding the rule of law in the South China Sea, where China is forcefully pursuing territorial claims in conflict with other nations. Enrique Manalo spoke Monday at a forum on maritime cooperation on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian Leaders Summit in the Australian city of Melbourne. An increasingly assertive China is high on the summit's agenda. Manalo referred to the Philippines' victory over China in a 2016 arbitration ruling in The Hague.